Bill and Guy's Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studio. Bob, we've been talking about chili, and we talked about several versions, but the backbone, the absolute backbone of chili are the spices that go in there, and the fresher, the better.
What are those to you?
I've got a little bit of cayenne. I've got, obviously, chili powder.
You say cayenne, so how are you going to add cayenne? You're going to buy the bottled up,
well,
premixed.
Because we season with vegetables too, and a cayenne is a pepper, and it can be dried and ground, and that's your cayenne powder.
Is that your default?
Yeah,
for cayenne?
Right. I mean,
it's mine.
Yes, and I'm not going to. I mean, next Saturday, without exposing all of our secrets, we're going to use fresh peppers, smoke them down, and use those flavors in our chili rather than...
Well, you just gave away the whole thing.
Well, but we didn't say which one, right?
Just
but
kidding.
My point
it's
is...
It's no
is
big deal. It's honestly no big deal. There'll be a lot of great people there.
Right.
And I've noticed over the years, more and more guys are bringing smokers,
right,
by the way, after
exactly.
We took enough trophies.
Right, yeah.
There'll be a parking lot full of them now.
Right.
We're
so
screwed.
But it's that fresh, that impactful flavor that you can't get out of a powdered seasoning.
So what, again, are your default?
I'm onion powder. I'm garlic. I'm chili powder if I don't use fresh chilies, right, in that. Salt and pepper. Maybe a little paprika to get some smoky flavor, but we build our chili on a smoker.
Yeah, paprika is redundant.
Right.
Because we're making our own.
Right. And then the now we make a chili with sirloin steak. We don't do it with ground beef.
Right.
It's diced quite small, so you but I like, and this is a terrible term, but I like the mouthfeel of the pieces of steak in there rather than ground beef.
I'm trying not to throw up.
It's just good, man. Okay, yeah, well. All right. Here we go. So now, Bob, it's your turn to talk.
Okay.
Caught him off guard.
Sea salt, pepper, garlic. A little cumin goes a long way.
Yeah.
Onion, I like to use fresh onion. I don't like onion powder.
That's more on the meat.
Chili
peppers.
The
onion powder is more on the seasoning on the meat for me, but I agree with you. Fresh onion in there.
Yeah, I don't even – you know, for me, I look at a piece of meat and I see salt and pepper, maybe a little garlic, and – actually, I love Lowry's garlic salt, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my – I go through tons of it. But a little bit of that and some crushed pepper and make – grill your meat up or, in this case, smoke it up. But when it comes to the different types of peppers, I think the wider array of peppers you use, I don't know, to me, it just makes me happy. I don't know if it's better or not. It seems to taste really good. People like it.
Well, here's the deal. Like everything we cook, you see it with your eyes first, you smell it with your nose second, then you taste it with your palate on the third. So if you can use a variety of the colored peppers,
yep.
Bell, right? But, I mean, you got the yellow, the orange, the red, the green. But that all shows up, and it's just it's like you're anticipating it when you see it, and then there's all kinds of what I would call the hotter peppers that are in there. But they all seem to be a little bit green
yep.
in nature.
So other than the banana peppers,
right?
Anaheim, poblano. I will also hit the Mexican markets. I'll go to Supermercado on
right.
28 on South Division,
yep.
And I'll get a bunch of these dried peppers, and we'll crush those up and put them in.
Right. And maybe reconstitute them a little bit with a little bit of moisture.
I don't do that. I know a lot of people do it. There's generally enough juice in that chili.
It does
reconstitute them. But one of my favorites is the Anaheim and the poblano. Those two in particular, and another one I can't think of right now. Serrano.
Right.
I love Serrano peppers. They're not really hot. They're kind of hot, but they've just got a great flavor. You know, a pepper with a great flavor is a habanero. They're
right.
just so bloody hot.
Right.
But the flavor is phenomenal, unlike any other.
Yeah, you don't need a lot of that in your chili.
You can't.
You want just a taste of
it. No, you will hurt people. I guess those are kind of the pepper styles that we're going to hit. The peppers
So let's talk about preparing a pepper, because you just don't throw it in there, right? You got to work with your pepper a little bit. You want to strip the seeds. Maybe you want them in there. There's some fibers inside that you might want to strip out.
What are they called?
If you roast them, then sometimes you can scrape the skin, scrape the meat of the pepper out of the skin. Maybe you want it in there a little bit. It's that whole texture.
Well, I think the whole pepper story is very cool, and I don't remember when I ever first read this, but I printed it off because it's easy to forget. But the Spanish conquistadors soon became aware of culinary properties of chilies, and they brought them back to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the conquistadors that discovered them in South America and Central America, along with cocoa. And her girlfriend, no, and potatoes, sweet potato, tobacco, corn, beans. They brought all this stuff back to Europe, and, I mean, it made it all the way to Asia, because you look at any Asian food, they're using a ton of cayenne. Well, that didn't come from Thailand.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think the pepper is a, I think there's 150 different varietals of peppers.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. So, I say bring more of them into the party, and, just know what you're dealing with. And Jop started talking about stripping the placental fiber or the seeds out. And you knew I had to say placental fiber.
So did everybody else, if you've ever listened to this show.
That's where a lot of the heat is.
Right.
It's not the seeds. It's in the fiber. So if you want to control your heat, get the flavor, take the fiber out of it and the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And if
you roast your peppers before you put them in your chili, you're gonna cook some of the heat out of them.
And then, of course, jalapenos. We didn't even mention that.
Right. Yeah. Those are a staple, right? I mean, I have those in my refrigerator all the time because I use them to cook with, but I use them as appetizers. And if you're good at cleaning a pepper, you can make them very easy to eat.
Yeah.
Very easy to eat. But
and then
you know
you
what? Peppers.
And then if you go to the bathroom right after you're done doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
Fire.
You'll have a different seasoning.
All right. Well, speaking of all of that, it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man. A man. Now you're a man. A man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man law is... if you're cleaning your peppers, wear rubber gloves, because sooner or later you'll be going to the men's room.
That's right. Don't need any hot pepper on your hot dog. I get it. You know, don't rub your eye. Don't rub your nose, because that will light you up. And you just don't want to do that, man. You just don't want to do that.
So let's talk about the tomatoes' role in chili.
Mm. Huge to me.
Yeah.
Huge to me. And my chili... in my mind, has a few different types of tomatoes in it, not varietals, but cuts. You got to have sauce, right? And I like diced because that creates volume. But then I always want a can or two of stewed, which are the bigger chunks in there. And I don't necessarily throw them on a board and chop them up. I don't like it much bigger than maybe a marble, a ping pong ball size. I don't want a giant mouthful of tomato because that's all you taste, but
right.
I do like some bigger chunks of tomato
so
in there.
So maybe a food processor would be a great thing to bring with us next week.
Well, I mean, I don't want to hit it and puree it because I like the texture. Again, it's this whole thing of maybe the third bite I get has got a big chunk of tomato in it, but that tomato is so seasoned so well because it's been in that chili for hours that it's like, ooh. That's a good bite.
Now, what I used to do is go to the supermarket and buy their old tomatoes and peppers and roast them.
Mm-hmm.
But Meijer, in particular, doesn't sell them that way anymore. They have a different scheme for it. So if you have a supermarket that will still sell you the stuff that's close to extinction, those are your best tomatoes and peppers to use for roasting because the flavors just concentrate as that vegetable matures. And for roasting a vegetable that's all that concentrated, you just maximize all your flavors.
You've all been to the market and you saw the green pepper that's a little bit, the skin on the outside's got little wrinkles
Perfect.
On it. That's the one you want.
Yep.
Okay. If you're going to roast it and put it in chili.
Yep.
Right? I mean, if you're going to make it in a salad, probably not. But
all right. And coming up next, it's that time of year for Alan Bob's Ice Night Spectacular. Stick around.
Are we losing time?